With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus. You can follow my Twitter at @PFF_Josh. Josh, good morning. How you doing this Sunday morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing lovely, man. Thank you for jumping on with us on an early Sunday morning. Really do appreciate you. Let's go ahead and start off with college football right off the top. Got to give it, you know, I'm going to ask this question again. I asked it last time. You told me no. But let's go with the big game here in the Bay Area. Cross country, some people may know about it, but here in the Bay Area, it's really big. Number 24 ranked Stanford beat Cal. They went down in Berkeley yesterday for the seventh year in a row. The axe stays at Stanford. They beat them 45-31 over the Cal Bears. With all that being said, my question is this, and I asked this last week. Christian McCaffrey racks up 284 yards on the ground with three touchdowns. Is he back in Heisman Trophy contention talk?
He's not, and let's be honest, who hasn't racked up 284 yards and three touchdowns on Cal this year?
Wow. Shots across the bow.
Keep it real, Josh. Keep it real, buddy.
Very true.
All right, let's move over, of course, college football. Not like last week where ranked number 2, 3, and 4 all went down. This time they all won pretty decisively. A couple of close ones, though. Number 4, Clemson beats Wake Forest 35-13. Michigan outlasted Indiana 20-10 in a blizzard at the end. Ohio State just snuck out a win against Michigan State 17-16, and Bama, of course, they do what they do and they roll tide all over Chattanooga 31-3. But my question is, in the Big Ten now, you got three teams tied at the top. Who is pretty much in their driver's seat, and who is I guess shaking in their boots right now?
That's a pretty tough call, because I think there's a case to be made that they all have issues. Wisconsin, they host Minnesota. I think they probably have the easiest road to the conference championship.
Okay.
And I say that with Penn State against Michigan State. I think it's pretty clear Michigan State last couple weeks, they figured some things out. They've got that run game going. I think they're the kind of team, even though they only have one conference win, that has a real shot at upsetting Penn State. That would not shock me in the least to see that. Now, obviously, Ohio State had their problems yesterday. Really, they were a bad play call on a two-point conversion away from losing,
right,
which would have knocked them out of everything. But that being said, you've got the quarterback issue at Michigan. And so we don't really know what to expect from there. Will we see Spate at all? Was that just window dressing, him warming up before the game? So despite what happened this past week, regardless of what the weather is, because it was another bad weather game passing-wise for JT Barrett, I think Ohio State has to be pretty confident going in, just because Michigan has such an issue at their quarterback position right now.
And Josh, there's no way that we can see two Big Ten teams go into the playoff. Is that possible at all in any scenario?
I think some other teams are going to need to lose in order for that to happen. I think the only way that happens is if Ohio State wins and Penn State wins next week, meaning that Ohio State doesn't even get to go to the conference championship. I think that's the only way two teams from the Big Ten could get in. And then at that point, they would need some other losses. They probably need Washington to lose the Apple Cup this week.
Right.
They might need Clemson to lose against Virginia Tech in the ACC championship game, or against South Carolina this week, which honestly, neither of those would be that terribly surprising to me, but they would be upset. So I think they would need some help from some of the guys that are up there and already slotted toward the playoff.
Got it. I got a question. You know, switching over to the pros, I've been really excited about the continuation and evolution of this Raiders offensive line. But I did see an article, I believe it was by Pro Football Focus, that said the Raiders offensive line is actually 3 in terms of overall value and statistics. Cowboys were number 1 and the Eagles were number 2. Tell me about, do you think the Raiders, by the end of the season, if they figure out a way to get the right guy in at right tackle, can they compete for the Cowboys as the best offensive line in pro football?
I don't think they're going to compete with the Cowboys. The fact of the matter is, not only do the Cowboys have a great offensive line, they are expected to have the top offensive line in the league, but they now have an elite running back who's really should be in MVP discussion as well. And I think that's only going to help the offensive line to pad their stats. Maybe not from a Pro Football Focus perspective, just because, you know, we weigh things differently. It's not the strength of the offensive line isn't based on running back play. It's based on what the offensive line does. But I think in general, I think Dallas is going to hold on to that. But I would expect that they'll surpass Philly as the season goes. I think there's reason to look at position by position that Oakland is probably overall stronger. And I think going down the stretch, I think they're going to have a better time of it just because they're a more complete team all around. I think that's going to help them.
Talking to my man, Josh Liskowitz. You can follow him at Twitter at PFF_Josh. He's the NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus. Wow, what a difference a day makes. I believe we spoke to you last Saturday, but obviously before Sunday football. Raiders had a bye week. You know, obviously playoffs don't start for another few weeks, but, you know, they're sitting at the number two seed right behind the New England Patriots. Yep. Kansas City wins, and then all of a sudden the Raiders are now in the wild card, and they're number five. So with all that being said, can we possibly see Kansas City, Raiders, and Denver all in the playoffs this year?
I think it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
I haven't admittedly looked at how the schedules line up going forward to try and project that out. But I think on some level it's pretty clear that those are the top. It's clearly the top division. I don't think there's a debate on that. But then you look at the other divisions, some of the other teams stacked up. Certainly no one in the South is threatening them. No one out East outside of New England is really very scary. And in the North, I think, is just a jumbled mess right now. So I think it's entirely possible that you're going to see all those teams out West make it.
You know, I got a question. I think Derek Carr obviously has been at least catapulted into the conversation of a top 10 quarterback, potentially an MVP. One thing I've been really excited about is development against the blitz. Tell me about what you've seen Derek Carr improve on since coming into the league against the blitz. And he's rated, I think, the highest rated quarterback against the blitz in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's, boy, when you look at everything he's done, just and not just that, he's really improved and developed as you want a young quarterback to do, no question. But against the blitz, when we look at him, he's completing 61% of his passes against the blitz, 6 touchdowns, just 1 pick. Obviously, only has 3 on the year total. But he has a 94.1 quarterback rating, which is more than sufficient. I have been very impressed with him. He's able to diagnose. He's finding guys to get the ball to. He has those weapons. That's also a big part of it, too. There are plenty of quarterbacks that can diagnose the blitz in the NFL, but if they don't have they're not on the same page with their receivers, or they just don't have those weapons, that's another story, and he's got those.
Josh, we got to give love to the other side of the Bay because we don't want to upset anybody, even though a lot of people are not giving them a whole lot of love. The San Francisco 49ers sitting at 1-8. I feel bad for Chip Kelly in a way, but today's game, they are 14-point underdog at home against New England, which is pretty much, you know, it tells what the whole season has been like for the 49ers. Now, I asked you this last time, and other than pride, what are they playing for and what should they play for? Exactly.
That's a loaded question. Outside of that, obviously, at this point, you're looking at individual players that you want to see improve. I want to see the rookie on the defensive line get better. I want to see how he does against an offensive line that I think is fairly vulnerable in New England. I want to see how those guys develop. I want to see how the secondary does against whatever skill players that New England's going to throw out there. I think it's very possible that New England is not really the team that, you know, we've come to know them in terms of personnel, because they've left a lot of guys back and some guys are banged up. Maybe it's the Edelman show for them, which it hasn't been as of late. Obviously, everyone expects Blount to go crazy on the ground like everyone else has in San Francisco. But I think the secondary can do some things against them and frustrate Brady a little bit if they get that pass rush. I wouldn't at all be surprised to see them cover the spread. I kind of think that's going to happen because New England comes in so shorthanded on both sides of the ball.
How's Colin Kaepernick look? I know some folks are on, you know, one side that he has obviously at least gotten the Niners to be competitive in these games. In terms of grading out, how's he look as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's starting to really improve. I mean, you look at how he did last week against the Cardinals. have to like how he did under pressure. He was under pressure on 15 snaps. Yes, he only completed 4 of 9 passes, but he had a touchdown in there. And he was generally efficient enough to get by. He wasn't making those critical errors. He had a 98.4 quarterback rating when under pressure, so he was better in that regard. We talked about Carr in terms of how he was against the blitz. Well, Kaepernick was very good last week as well. He had a quarterback rating of 101.6 against the blitz. So starting to show some improvements there, starting to obviously get his game legs under him after a few starts now. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a really solid game from him because I don't think New England is bringing the defense with them that they showed 3-4 weeks ago.
Josh, before we let you go, I just need to know, will we have a shocker today? Will Hugh Jackson and the winless Browns finally get game number one at home against the Steelers? I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this.
Honestly, it would not surprise me if it did happen. The key is going to be the weather, what's going on there. I haven't looked at the reports this morning, but with the Midwest being such a mess this weekend, I think that's a bit of an equalizer. I think I could really limit Pittsburgh's air game.
They're saying it's very super windy right now.
What's that?
They said that it's super, super windy right now.
Well, there you go. And I think that could play a major issue in that. So I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to say no. But that wouldn't really shock me. I mean, it's the NFL. You have to bring it every single week. It doesn't matter who it is. This isn't Chattanooga that you're playing, like Alabama was yesterday.
There you go.
They're still an NFL team. They still have NFL talent. And any given Sunday, especially when you're on the road, like Pittsburgh is today, you can lose one. So they better come ready to play.
Amen to that.
Bad loss.
Josh, always appreciate you, man, and thank you so much for coming on with us on an early morning on a Sunday, man. You enjoy your Sunday, your NFL Sunday today.
All right, you do the same.
All right, Josh, thank you much, man. Josh Liskowitz, you can follow him at Twitter at PFF. That stands for Pro Football Focus, PFF underscore Josh. He is the NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus, and he knows college football very
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.